Hello, welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by Sea House and Jane and Cullen Ashley. Cullen, how are you today?
I'm doing amazing.
Oh, amazing. Today we're drinking a Starbucks iced Americano. The flavor is black. It is coming to us in a plastic Starbucks cup. This beverage was created by employees of the Starbucks Corporation. The container talk, Cullen.
Yeah.
I got a tall. I believe you got a grande.
Yeah, I have a grande.
They look pretty similar. I mean, what are you a fan of this? I feel like Starbucks makes a pretty good cup.
Yeah.
I do get some spillage at times.
I get spillage at times. My problem is sometimes they'll do like a cold foam, and my inclination is to take the lid off and lick the cold foam.
Sure.
And getting it back on, it's a little squidgy.
Sure.
But yeah, I am a fan of the cup. I like the grande size. My most problematic take is I am a very big fan of disposable coffee cups. like to-go cups that you buy like in bulk. When I was a child, I just like enjoyed drinking out of those.
But a plastic rather than a paper
sure, yeah,
sleeve
the plastic,
type cup.
You know, problematic maybe.
Sure. No, you know, no judgment here on Bevy of Bevies. I was going to say something.
Does yours have any writing on it? Mine says that first sip feeling.
I don't believe I have any writing. Oh, yep, that first sip feeling. Here we are.
Join Starbucks Rewards, yeah.
Wow, yeah, we have the same one, which is great. You don't have French, though, I assume.
No.
Have you ever... This is maybe only a me thing, but it's happened to me many times. Have you ever been shocked by a Starbucks lid?
Like, physically?
You've never had this experience. Like, yeah, static, like a static shock.
No.
Wow, because I've had this happen several times. I Googled it, and I was like...
You grab it, and you're like,
I was like,
yeah! And spill your drink all over yourself.
Yeah, I Googled it, and then my computer was immediately fried by my static electricity.
Do you ever have this where your keys pop off like popcorn on your computer? You're so statically charged.
But truly, because I'm not a scientific person. I didn't take science past the 10th grade. And so I was like... Is there, like, a chemical reaction happening between, like, the ice and the foam?
Like, sure.
I was like, what could be causing this chemical reaction? And then I Googled it, and it's just like, oh, like, when they pull the lid off of, like, the sleeve of lids,
yeah,
like, there just might
lot.
Be some static.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like, plastic, when you, like, will have plastic, like, stuck to your hand or something. That makes sense. I've never been shocked.
Right. Should we... have a sip here because
we can't
I'll save it. We can't crack because it is like a just classic plastic sippable cup. You're giving it a sniff right now.
Yeah,
thoughts on the bouquet?
We said it iced Americano black, which I believe is just espresso and water over ice. Pulled shots of espresso,
true.
Not cold brew.
Correct. And well, I mean, I'll get to this smell, but I feel like this is a very familiar smell to me, like a bit of a sense memory for sure. All right, let's try a sip.
Do
and then
a sippy?
I have a few things. Yeah, we'll do a sippy.
Not bad.
Definitely not bad.
I've had very bad Americanos before.
Okay, so here's the first thing that I will bring to the table. I don't believe I've ever had an Americano.
Very interesting. Hot or cold?
Hot or cold. I'm not really an espresso drinker.
Sure.
I have, and I think, like, you know, my dad, Kang House and Jam, big shout out, he is like a Nespresso kind of person.
Okay.
And so he will sometimes do like a hot espresso, but that's like, you know, just a classic espresso shot.
Yeah.
So I feel like comparatively, because like my experience with just like straight up espresso, not like as part of a macchiato or some kind of beverage of that sort, is like it does taste a little watery compared to what I'm used to.
Yeah, this I think for a tall, I think it might be two or maybe even one shot of espresso. I know for a venti, it's six.
And six pumps of funnel cake syrup. Is what
We should read our orders. I have eight different types of caramels and syrups. No, And then I believe they just pour it over ice, and they have their little water spigot that they will trigger into the cup.
Right.
I used to get the iced Americano a lot.
Just black?
Just black, because it's, I mean, we talked about in a future episode on our Gatorade Zero episode, we talk about the lack of cal, the lack of carb.
Sure, sure, sure.
And this being just bean and water is something that is interesting. It's fairly cheap on the Starbucks menu. That's something that you think about when you're ordering. And but after the advent of cold brew, I switch over because I find the cold brew to be much less bitter than this is. This is a bit like acrid on the back end of the tongue.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I have acquired a taste for espresso. So have you always been a black coffee drinker? Do you drink coffee regularly?
When I was a kid, to like make pretend that I was a cool adult, when I was like 12 years old, I was drinking like coffee with like International Delight, which is like the creamer brand. I don't know if they have that in Canada, but it's like
not familiar.
It's just like, you know, your famous like blue red top container, French vanilla coffee creamer, and it's like super sugary, super sweet. And I would just like basically be drinking that with a dash of coffee, and then it transitioned right. As I like aged out of it being weird that I like coffee too, just enjoying it, and I enjoy the flavor. I drink mostly, unless I'm getting like a Starbucks drink, if I'm having like cold brew at my house or like from a Keurig or something, I'll just stick with black. I was on an oat milk tip for a minute there, some sort of non-dairy milk. I like coconut milk sometimes.
You don't find that those sort of like that they don't mix as cleanly as like dairy creamer? That's what I find with alternative dairy beverages.
No, for me, I don't think I've ever noticed it. I do usually, this is maybe for a cup check in the future, I love a Yeti tumbler, and that's got a pretty harsh lid, so I'll be able to swirl it around while I'm not drinking it.
Sure, 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 sure. Love a swirl. Yeah. That's an important part of the Starbucks experience as mm-hmm. well. Having had several sips of this, I mean, I think it's easy to see why this is like sort of like an American thing, maybe, because it is like it's a very easy drink compared to the espresso, where like I could not just like or I wouldn't maybe just like throw back an espresso, but I could see myself like just like tilting my head back and just downing this. So I feel like that is maybe like because people are more used to like drinking a cup of coffee mm-hmm. that's more what they gravitate towards.
What is your experience with coffee?
I can't remember, and now, so I didn't want to spoil a future episode, but the Tim Hortons iced cappuccino, ooh, that's, like, not something you guys, like Dunkin' Donuts maybe would have something like that.
Yeah, they have an iced cappuccino at Dunkin', but they also have, there's some regional or local Tim Hortons in the States.
Right, right, right. So, like, very, like, milky, like, I don't even think I knew it had coffee, like, sure, the first time
I mean, that's like a Starbucks frappuccino, you're just like,
right.
It's a milkshake.
Yes, exactly. It's like a coffee-tinted milkshake. So, like, mm-hmm. that's definitely the starting ground. I definitely never drank coffee in high school. I think mostly I associate it with, like, if I'm working, like, a 9-to-5 job or, you know, a like,
you have to wake
full-time
up early.
Day job where, like, I'm getting up at a time. Famously, my sleep schedule is erratic. This will be referenced throughout the podcast. But yes, yeah, so if I have to be waking up at a consistent time, then I do like having that consistency. And then otherwise, I like it as a treat. The Starbucks, I'm like in like the Bermuda Triangle of Starbucks's in Toronto where I live.
Sure.
Where I'm like a 25-minute walk from any given Starbucks. So I do sometimes order Uber Eats, which is like the great sin of mankind.
I truly...
Uber Eats, the invention of Uber Eats might be the original sin that started the COVID-19 pandemic.
Sure.
But what I was gonna say is the smell of this really triggers a sense memory of in what we call Chapters, so basically your Barnes and Noble.
Okay, yeah.
Now called Indigo. I have a very strong like that is when I smell this coffee, I think, like, I'm in the bookstore. Because they have, like, one of those, like, attached-on cafes.
Yeah, yeah. This is a, I believe Books A Million had, I don't remember what their coffee house that they had inside was, and Barnes & Noble famously partnered with Starbucks. I've taken the lid off of my drink to get a bigger whiff of it now.
I'll do the same.
I will say also, this is just maybe a coffee hack. I do it with cold brew sometimes, and I think it would work with this, is either tonic water. Cold brew and tonic water is like a game changer in my opinion, or just straight lemon. Truly.
Like a squeeze of lemon.
Like if you had like if you were getting like iced tea at a restaurant and they give you like a wedge of lemon.
Like a wedge.
That and this is like a dream, I think.
In my mind, I was like, yep, pour the espresso into your lemonade.
I mean, look.
You seem interested. But yeah, that the tonic water is fascinating. Don't you that doesn't make it too bitter?
Well, what it does, I don't know, it's some sort of magic. I've only done it a few times with cold brew, specifically chameleon cold brew. And that is a concentrate. So it's like you usually would mix that with a water or like a cream. And I would you just take the cold brew concentrate, put it in a glass with ice, and fill the rest with tonic water. And it like makes the coffee fruitier, like brings out those notes from it, makes everything pop a little bit more. And somehow the coffee also mellows out the tonic water. It's like inherent sort of tart bitterness. And it just is like a perfect blend, perfect summer bev.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the paradox of tonic water is its bitterness yet its sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
The Starbucks Corporation, you told me before we began recording that you have some an anecdote about the fact that they, quote, burn their beans.
This is maybe apocryphal, but I've heard and feel like I can just experience, like, when I have Starbucks, I feel this as well. It has been told to me that they burn their beans as, like, quality control to where there's no variable in any of the restaurants or any of the locations to where they take it past the good point. So it is this sort of like you'll taste it
more consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like it's consistency in its not very goodness. Like if they held back and like roasted it with more care or whatever, it would maybe treat the bean better. But they just have it in such a way where they push it past a certain point just so they know that it's ready, and then they pump them out that way.
Right. Okay. That tracks. Are you a coffee aficionado or a coffee snob at all? Like, do you know about a bean?
I know a bit. Like, I can't really flex. Like, I'm not like, oh, I can definitely tell this is like Arabica or whatever. But like, I can, you know.
You can tell good and bad.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I have a sense of what I like in a coffee. I feel like I've had enough bougie, like, hipster coffees to be like, I taste, like, chocolatey notes or fruity notes or, like, things like that. Like a vanilla or, like, a caramel that you'll just get inherently from a bean. I did want to say, as you're sniffing your drink and talking about sense memories, one of my favorite dream or, like, memories and things that I love is walking in a grocery store past the coffee aisle, and it's just so pungent, and you just smell everything.
I feel like the smell of coffee is like very similar to like the smell of cigarettes almost, where it's like even when I didn't like consume, even when I didn't drink coffee, like I just smell that, and I'm like, oh, that smells so, and like it hits like they're both like very like warm feeling, like they kind of hit like right in like the middle of your chest, and like have that kind of like warm feeling to them. I can't say I was trying to smell and like see if I could pick out any notes, because I feel like I was drinking cold brew recently and I got some like very specific notes out of it. This is more just like this just triggers Starbucks brain.
Yeah, I mean that's
me. Like,
I think
I just think Starbucks,
that's what they have. Like I feel like you can taste a bit of a difference between their coffee and their like their brewed coffee, their espresso, and their cold brew.
Yeah, sure.
This one, there's like a bit of like an oiliness to it. And I feel like if you have like I've had bad Americano before, like you get it and it's like, I can't drink this like at all. It is like true, like oil, just not good, bitter,
right?
Sludge.
Yeah, as much as I love my sludge, wouldn't drink that. But yeah, I mean, like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna transition, but you keep going.
Well, I feel like this, like, well, maybe I'll save this for final thoughts. So sure, you go ahead. You have a
segment. Well, I was just gonna say, before we get into our segment, even famously, Starbucks, they write your name on the cup, and much material is taken from people spelling names wrong. I don't know if you have one off the top of your head. You have a very standard name, C. Yeah. It's like easy.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, K instead of CH is common, but that's pretty much it.
But yes, with my name, the craziest ever been, this is documented on my Instagram, March 22nd. 2014, they wrote Culoon, C-U-L-O-O-N, and
much like the I believe, is it a Malaysian city, the city of Kowloon?
Oh, probably. I feel
like this was in Hong Kong. It is a historical city in Hong Kong. Yeah, I mean, more the last name with me, which is not an issue at Starbucks, but
sure, yeah,
House and Jan, having the hyphen, you know, gotten House Jams, gotten Han John Jan. Jan Housen, like first name, last name is a classic one. So not with Starbucks though. Starbucks, usually they do it right. But yes, the segment call, you have a hitherto unnamed segment
that we're calling,
we don't want to rip off James Corden, but we're calling it what?
We're calling it Spill or Spont. So the concept is I give you a drink that is somewhere that is a real drink that is maybe a bit peculiar, and you tell me if you would spill it or if you won't spill it, which we combine to make the word spont. Into spont.
So I spill it if I do not want to drink it, and I spont it if I do want to drink it.
Yeah.
Some people would be confused by that, but not us, so.
So are you familiar with Ramune?
No. The guy from Mr. Robot?
No. So, yeah, Ramune Malek. This is, you might be, and this is also, maybe I'm butchering the pronunciation, Ramune is the Japanese lemonade soda. I believe Ramune, as it says, is like a transliteration of a Japanese pronunciation of lemonade. And it is famous, these bottles. They're the cod neck bottles that are a little wobbly up top, and they have the marble inside when you open it.
Wow, I don't know this.
You don't know this? It's a glass bottle. This is crazy. And you open it and you have to like pop it. It's this weird, it comes with like a little lever and then a glass marble drops in. And it's like there's a separate chamber from the actual bottle.
Okay, I'm now looking at this on Wikipedia. It is a very fascinating looking bottle, certainly.
Yeah, this is like whenever you get like a novelty Japanese soda, it comes in this bottle, in America at least.
Sure.
But it is created by a man named Hiram Cod, and it's designed to withstand pressure, and they fill them upside down, which I didn't know. But the specific Ramune that I'm curious if you would spill or you would spont is the lemonade hybrid curry flavor. Curry. Ooh. Ramune, which says, smells like vindaloo, tastes like korma. And it is just curry lemonade Japanese soda.
Okay, I'm not familiar with korma. Okay, yeah, I've definitely had korma before. Tastes like korma, but it's cold, I imagine. And it, you know, it has spice to it. I certainly am intrigued by the idea of like a savory, spicy soda. And then it's mixed with the lemonade.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly, like, so I'm imagining, like, a San Pellegrino limonada type beat.
Sure. I've never had it, so I'm just, I was Googling weird drinks and found this.
Well, I feel like curry and lemon is, like, a very natural combination, not unlike your lemon and coffee.
Sure, yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm generally, I feel like, gonna trend towards a spont here, unless, like, there's, you know, I'll try anything once, certainly.
Yeah.
But that, this one particularly does sound good to me. Like, I feel if I'm going to have a savory soda, that curry is like a nice way to do it, where it's not like meaty or umami kind of flavor,
yeah,
but it does have like the savoriness to it. So I think that's a spont.
All right. Well, that's the first time we've done Spiller Spout with a resounding success. Did you quickly want to go on the board? Final thoughts with Iced Americano Black?
Yes, I feel like I've, you know, pretty much shared my thoughts, but I mean, I'm almost finished this. This was a tall, but it's a very easy drink. You know, I have no qualms with Starbucks. I think I like their coffee. I like the vibe. I have read the book Onward by Howard Schultz, not based on the Pixar film. When I thought I was going into business, book was very forgettable, I feel. Business career did not work out.
And I, of course, voted for him. You weren't able to, but right, I voted for him as many times as I could.
Yeah, you sent it like 10 ballots a day, just like the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, I put an envelope on ice.
Right, exactly. But this is a definitely an unequivocal thumbs up for me. Maybe not what I'd go to at Starbucks, but like just having it handed to me, I would not complain at all.
Yeah, I think I'm basically in agreement. I think it's good, a classic in a certain way. I haven't had it in a bit, but I do like the sort of nostalgia that it triggered. I wish maybe it had a little more, maybe like a little lemon in it or something, but that's no fault of Starbucks. So I think I will also go thumbs up. I feel like it's a nice spring into summer beverage.
Definitely. All right, a positive result for Starbucks Iced Americano. That is going to do it for this episode of Bevy of Bevies. Until next time, raise your bev if you are wrong in all the right ways.
Sip, sip, baby.